USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is getting closer to a coronavirus relief package after months of negotiations with Democrat leaders. The multi-trillion dollar package would shore up the ailing finances of state and local governments. Dropped from the table is liability protection for businesses and other organizations. It provides $300 a week in federal unemployment assistance. The White House has focused urgent meetings of officials across multiple agencies to address a breach of U.S. government computer systems attributed to Russian hackers, according to an unidentified source. The Trump administration is holding daily discussions on the hack that included representatives of the FBI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, and National Security Agency. Thursday Night Football will be live from the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the Raiders host AFC West rival Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox, USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
With tens of thousands of emails, the Hunter Biden laptop needs some special attention on the Biden family business dealings. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with. The South Carolina Republican told reporters Wednesday that if a special counsel was warranted when investigating President Trump for collusion with the Russians, then there are many questions about Biden's activities overseas that a special counsel can look into.
How far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China, see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Senate Homeland Security held a hearing Wednesday to discuss the 2020 voting irregularities. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Today we will hear testimony on how election laws in some cases were not enforced and how fraudulent voting did occur, as it always does. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
Democrat Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
Power can be transferred peacefully. The president and many of his supporters are, unfortunately, continuing their efforts to undermine the will of the people, disenfranchise voters, and sow the seeds of mistrust and discontent to further their partisan desire for power.
Failure to be fully transparent or conduct reasonable audits has led to heightened suspicion. The most difficult allegations to assess involve vulnerabilities in voting machines and the software used. In order to effectively determine the extent to which voting machines were subject to nefarious intrusion or other vulnerabilities, computer science experts must be given the opportunity to examine these allegations. This is a complex issue that has been under congressional scrutiny for years. Since 2018, I'm aware of three oversight letters requesting information from the main suppliers of voting machines. This oversight is focused on Election Systems and Software LLC, Dominion Voting Systems, Inc., and Hart Intercivic, Inc.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.